Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Yoma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Robert Goodman. Le'ilo Nishmas Chaim Menachem Aaron Ben Yecheskel Nechemya.
We're learning Meseches Yoma, Daf Mem Aleph. The sugya starts, Amar Rav Chisda, Ein Akinim is Sparshais El Oibel Akichas Ba'olim, Oib Asiyas Kain. Kinim is when you have two birds, two Tarim or two Bnei Yaina. One of them is an oil and one of them is a chatas. And Eina Kina Misparshis means to define, to decide which bird is going to be the oil and which bird is going to be the chatas can only be done in one of two times. Either when the owner first buys the birds. When he buys the birds, then we could define that one bird should be an oil and one bird should be a chatas. Or when the kayan actually makes the carbon. He actually does the Avaidus HaKarbon on the birds. When he does the Avaidus HaChatas on one bird and does the Avaidus HaOil on the other bird, that establishes that the bird he did the Avaidus HaOil is the Oila and the bird he did the Avaidus HaChatas is the Chatas. But, like Rashi points out, if let's say it's not B'Shas Lekicha and not B'Shas Efrasha, the Baalim would say this bird should be the Oila, this bird should be the Chatas, that would not establish that this is the oil, this is the chatas. The kedusha still remains undefined until the kayan goes and actually does the avodas hakarbon. Even though the Baalim said this one should be the chatas and that one should be the oila, the kayan could still do the opposite and make the other one the oila and the other one the chatas. Now, to properly understand the sugya, we have to make a few hakdamas. First of all, if let's say the owner would buy two chulin birds and then decide, not at the time that he bought it and not at the time that he's the kain is actually doing the avodas hakarbon, but he goes to two chulin birds he has in his house, two tarim or two bnei yaina, and says, this bird should be the chatas and this bird I'm being makdish now is an oila. L'chaira, avada datzchal, and the bird he's makdish as a chatas is going to be a chatas and the bird he's makdish as an oila is going to be an oila. B'chai Gavner of Chista wasn't discussing that case, because that case, the birds were never undefined. From the Tchilas HaHektish, he made one of these birds a Chatas, and the other bird an Oila. There's Avada Netzchal, and the bird he made a Chatas is Avada going to be a Chatas. The bird he made a Oila is Avada going to be an Oila. There's no Havim in a Nat that way. But Rav Chista is talking about a case where the birds, from their original Hektish, we're not defined which is the oila, which is the chatas. And this alone is a big chiddush, that you can have a hektish of two tayrim, or two bnei yaina, and the hektish is that these birds are from a chiv. We're talking about someone who has a chiv to bring one bird oila, one bird a chatas, l'mashal a zav, or a zava, which have a chiv to bring an oila and a chatas, or like we have later in the Gemara, someone who is an ani that has a chiv carbon oil the yirid, like a metame mikdash, where the chiv is to bring two birds, one an oil, one a chatas. So, or a yeledis aniya, which brings two birds, it's one an oil, one's a chatas. In all these cases, she could go be makdish the birds, the owner could be makdish the birds, that these are from a chiv. Which one is the oil, which one is the chatas? I'm not saying. And now, both these birds have a Kedusha's carbon. The Kedusha of the birds are that one's an Eila, one's a Chatas. And it's not defined which one's the Eila, which one is the Chatas. And that, the Gemara is saying, it could be defined by the Asiyas Kayin. When the Kayin goes and makes one bird into the Chatas, then it becomes a Chatas. When the Kayin goes and makes one bird into an Eila, then it becomes an Eila. But if after, they will mafresh the birds as a Kan, not the Pshat, that we were saying that when he was makdish one bird is a chatas, one bird is an oila, but he was makdish the two birds. These two birds are my karbanis, but which one's the chatas, which is the oila, I don't say. And now you want to go and decide which one is the chatas and which one is the oila, that you can't do. It has to be a siyas kain. Now that explains how the kinim amisparshis by siyas kain. Now let's discuss also lekichas ha'ba'olim. What does that mean? Now the halacha is as follows. When somebody is mechuyev a karbon, and he goes and takes money, and he says, this money should be for my chiyuv karbon, Someone's mechuyev an oila, made an edda to bring an oila. And he takes money and he says, this money, I'm being makdish now for my oila that I'm mechuyev. So this money now has kedushas oila, has kedushas karbet. When you go and buy an oila with this money, without being makdish to behemah, just the mere fact that you're buying the oila with this money, the kedusha of the money transfers onto the oila, and the oila gets kedushas karbon from the money. The money originally had the kedushas karbon, and the oila gets a kedushas karbon transferred from the money. And the same with any other karbon. If he's mechuyev a chatas, if he's mechuyev a shlamin, whatever it is, if he designates money, he's makdish money for the karbon, the money gets in its achalois kedushas karbon, and then when he buys the money with that karbon, the kedusha automatically transfers onto the karbon that he buys with it. So, when you have someone that's mechuyev the two birds, echad lechatas v'echad le'ila, and he takes money and he sets aside the money and he says, this money is for my chiyev. Not clear which part of the money is going to be for the chatas, which part of the money is going to be for the le'ila. So now this money is kaddish for this carbon of echad lechatas v'echad le'ila, and it's not defined what will be for the chatas, what will be for the le'ila. Now he goes and buys birds with the money. So b'shas l'kicha, when he buys the birds, then he has a right to designate, I'm buying birds with this money, and now that I'm buying it, I'm going to designate this bird that I'm buying should be the oila, this bird should be the chatas, even though the money did not have a definitive kedusha, and on the money, once you mafresh the money, there's no way to make a definitive kedusha on the money either. That's also nichlal in the name of Eina Kinem Mispereshes, that the money for the kinem also can't get the pirish. And that's just mavur in the next Gemara, on here, Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph, about the Metame Mikdash Ani V'Hifrish Mayis L'Kinai, that the Gemara is also mavur, that even while it's still money, there's no way you could define and say these coins are going to be specifically for the chatas and will have kedushas chatas, and these coins will specifically for the oil and have kedushas oil. There's no way that will be established. Even if you do that, it's not binding, and when you buy the birds, it won't necessarily be that the bird you bought with this money is the chatas and the bird you bought with that money is the oil. But if b'shas l'kicha you designate the birds that you bought and say this bird that I'm buying now with this money, this bird should get the specific kedushas chatas, and the bird I'm buying this bird that I'm buying should get the specific kedushas oila, that you could do. And then it will be established that this is a chatas and this is an oila, and it can't be changed. But if v'shas l'kicha you don't do that, then the kedusha remains undefined, and can only be misparished now with the asiyas kite. That's the pshat in Rav Chisda. Now, if with the money itself, when you originally mafresh the money, you were never mafresh the money for the undefined hare'elu l'chayvasi. But originally when you were mafresh the money, you decided that this money should be mukdish right now for a chatas, and the other money should be mukdish right now for the oila, even though it's not the shas l'kicha, and it's also not the shas asiyas kayin, but the pshat is, of course, that would make this money for chatas, this money for the oila. There's no reason why not. You can be mukdish money to be a chatas, you can be mukdish money to be an oila. There's no reason why it shouldn't be misparished that way. And that's the chayr what it says mefurish towards the end of the Amud, when the Gemara answers it, that it's talking about a case where the Matame Mikdash Ani, already when he was mafresh the money, was mafresh part of the money for the chatas and part of the money for the oila, that even though it's not the shas l'kicha, and it's also not the shas hafrasha, it's not the shas asiyas kayin, I mean, but the shas hafrasha, of course, it also could be misparish. I saw the Aruch Lanerin Krisus is bothered, so why did the Gemara only say that Eina Kina Mispereshes Ela B'Shas L'Kicha Ay B'Shas Asiyas Kayin? L'Chayr, it's also Misparish B'Shas HaFrasha. It is the third time when it could be Misparish. It could be Misparish by the L'Kicha, you could designate one's a Chatas, one's an Ela. It could be Misparish when the Kayin makes it, that would make that one's a Chatas, one's an Ela. And L'Chayr B'Shas HaFrasha also, when you first mafresh the mice, you could designate some mice to be a chata, some mice to be an oila. Well, I think the teretz is pashit, because Rav Chisda is discussing when you have a kedusha, and the kedusha itself is not defined. You have a general kedusha for a chatas and a oila that you're mechuyev. It has kedushas carbon of chatas and oila, and you never defined it, and now you want, after the kedushas chal in an undefined way, to make it now defined, Rav Chisda says there's only two times you could do it. B'shas l'kicha, when you're transferring the undefined kedusha of the mice to behemoth, to the ifis that you're buying, so then you could now define it. Or b'shas l'siyas kayim, when you're actually doing the carbon. But any other time, like before, like with the mice before the l'kicha, or with the birds between the l'kicha and the asiyah, there's no mechanism to take the undefined kedusha and make it defined. Mashenken b'shas l'frasha, you're looking at mice of chulin, and you stand deciding that this part, this mice should be in chatas, and this mice should be have kedushas ayla, what's stopping you from doing that? Rav Chisda is not discussing such a case. That's what I would say the pashtus is. I will speak, the Rambam is mashma that there is no way to make a defined kedushas ayla on mice and a defined kedushas chatas on mice because of this tam of ena kinim esbereshes ella b'shas l'kicha I b'shas asiyas kain. And we'll see how he deals with the Gemara. Al kapanim, the way you learn the Gemara pashtus, that you could do a b'shas afrasha, Rav Chisda is only discussing when it's already chal, the undefined kedusha, and you want to turn the undefined kedusha into a defined kedusha of chatas and ayla, that this particular thing should be a chatas and this one should be an ayla, that could only be done b'shas l'kicha and b'shas asiyah. But when you're dealing with something which is chulin, and you want to make a chalais kedushas chatas and kedushas ayla on the chulin, whether you're doing it with the birds or whether you're doing it with the mice, it doesn't make a difference about that you could do. Now, there's a machlokes rishonim. If Rav Chisda's din is dafka by birds, dafka by kinim, or it's chulin din by any karbanis, even by karbanis of behema. The Taisis Yishanim and the Ritva here say that Rav Chisda's din is not only by birds. It's any time that there's, even by behemoths, and like we're saying, when you have an undefined kedusha, when two behemoths have a kedushas carbon, that one of these two behemoths should be one carbon, the other should be a different carbon, and now you want to make a chalais that kedusha should be defined, and a specific behemoth should be one carbon, and a specific behemoth should be the other carbon, it can't be done, only b'shas l'kicha, or b'shas asiyas kain. That's what the Ritva and Taisa Shanim say. The Chisda's din is a general din by all karbanis. Mashenke in the Meiri, he is mayach to say, no, the Chisda's din is dafka by birds. Birds have this din, there it says, v'lakach v'asa, by birds it has a din that the Kedusha can't be defined only through the Lakicha or through the asiyas kain. Mashenke by any other behema, there, you could define it, even though it had an undefined kedusha. You could redefine the kedusha whenever you want. I decree a shame to shtel avek to establish that this one is this carbon, that one is the other carbon. Taisus in Nazir, Taf Chav Zayin, at first assumes like the Meiri that Rav Chisda was only by birds, and then he says, well, maybe Rav Chisda is by other things. And when he discusses the Gemara there, that he first, it's his Hashkafu Rishayna was like the Meiri, and then he says, and he asks a Kasha because of that, and he says, even if you assume not like the Meiri, he has another Kasha. So Taisus in Nazir was Mesupik about this. Taisus in Zvachim Daf Samach Zayin is pretty much Mashmet, it's only a din by birds, it's not a din by other behemoths like the Meiri assumes. The Ritvan the Taisus Shanim bring a Raya, because the Gemara asked a Kasha on Rav Chisda from the Siri Yom Kippurim, that it says that the Siri Yom Kippurim, only the Goyel could define them. You see, the Siri Yom Kippurim really have the same type of Kedusha. When you buy the two Seirim from the Hekdesh money, and now these two Seirim have a Kedusha's carbon, and the Kedusha's carbon is that one of them is going to be a Chatas, and one of them is going to be Lazozel. But they already now have Kedusha's Aguf, they already have the Kedusha's carbon. But it's not defined. These two serum, they both have Kedusha, but it's undefined which one is the Karbon Lashem and which one is the Seir La'azazel. That's as yet undefined. And the Goyel is what defines it. The Goyel establishes that this particular Seir is the Seir Lashem and the other one is the Seir La'azazel. The Gemara says that there's no other way to define the Kedusha. There's no other way to be Kaveya Asir LaHashem and Asir LaHazazel only through girl. Through Kriya Shem, it doesn't work. And the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk. The Gemara says, I have a Kal V'chaymer. Madach in a place where girl doesn't work. Kriya Shem works. Here where girl works, it's Kol Shekein that a Kriya Shem should work. The Gemara says, Xeris HaKasav Asol Chattas, that only girl works, Kriya Shem doesn't work. So the Gemara has a Kasha. But you see by other places where the girl doesn't work, Kriya Shem works. How does Hashem with Rav Chista that says that even Kriya Shem doesn't work, you need Dafka, Lekichas Balim, or Asiyas Kayin? So the Gemara answers that the Kal V'chaymeh is that Madach on other places, that Goyrul doesn't work. Al Kopanim Kriya Shem, B'shas Lekichas Balim, or B'shas Asiyas Kayin works. Here, where Goyrul works, Kol Shekein, the Kriya Shem, B'shas Lekicha, or B'shas Asiyas should work. But we can't be medayik from the Braisa that Kriya Shem, not B'shas Lekicha, not B'shas Asiyah should work. So the Ritva and the Tais Hashanim say, if you're going to say that Rav Chista's din is dafka by birds, and it doesn't apply to all karbanis, so what's the Gemara's kasha? By birds, the halacha is that Kriya Shem also doesn't work, only B'shas Lekicha and B'shas Asiyah. But the Gemara's kasha was, Avarayim from Behemoth. By behemoth, where Kriya Shem works, and Kriya Shem works by behemoth, even not B'shas Lekicha and Asiyah, and Goyrul there doesn't work, but still Kriya Shem works. So Kol Shekein here, by the Seirim, where Kriya Shem, where the Goyrul does work, so Kol Shekein, Kriya Shem should work, even not B'shas Lekicha and B'shas Asiyah. So since the Gemara had its Shver, it must be the Gemara held that according to Rav Chista, it's not only a din by Kinim. It must be that Rav Chista's din would behechrich apply to all karbanis. If Rav Chista's din is correct, it would apply to all karbanis, and that's why the Gemara asks. So why did the Gemara think that the Shnei Seirim Kriya Shem should work if by all karbanis it only works B'shas Lekicha and B'shas Asiyah? And that the Gemara says no. The Braisa also meant that the Kriya Shem should work by the Shnei Seirim B'shas Lekicha or B'shas Asiyah. The Meiri brings the Raya, but he says it's not a Raya. He says because the Gemara, the Braisa, that says that by other karbanis where girl does not work, Kriya Shem works, the Braisa was talking about Kinim also. And that's why it was shverit to Rav Chista, because the Braisa, the Gemara understood that the Braisa was discussing Kinim also. But Avada, by behemoth, you don't have this din. Rav Chista's din is dafka by Kinim, dafka by birds. But the kasha from the Braisa was that when it says in the Braisa, Umaba makam shaloi kitchu girl kitchu shame, the Gemara understood the Braisa was discussing birds also. I don't understand why it's mukrich, but this is what the Miri says. So you have this machlokes rishonim, and like we said, Taizen Zvachim Samusayin is mashman that way, Taizen Nazu was mesupik, but you have this machlokes rishonim if Rav Chista's din applies by behemoth also, or is it dafka by birds? Now, what's exactly the case of behemoth? I mean, I know we have the case by Yom Kippur, by the Shnei Seirim, but there, of course, we don't have Rav Chista's din. The Shnei Seirim is an exception. According to everyone, the Shnei Seirim, the only way to establish one Shebil Hashem, one Shebil HaZozel, is dafka through Goyrul, because it is Pasuk V'so Chattas, that's the sugya. But what other behemoths are we discussing? So the Taiz Yishanim says two cases. One case the Taiz Yishanim says is when somebody is mechuyiv both in Oyla and Achattas. He happens to be mechuyiv in Oyla and Achattas. And he goes to two behemoths, and he says, Hare elu l'chayvasi. These two behemoths should be for my chiyuv. So now we have an undefined hekdesh. They both have kedushas carbon, a kedusha that one should be in Oyla and one should be Achattas, just like the two birds. That when he's chayiv two birds, one in Oyla, one Achattas, like a zavin or a zava, or a Mitzayra Ani, or a Yeledes Aniya, that have to bring two birds, one for Nail, one for Achatas. Here also, a person happens to be Chayav Achatas, he ate Chalif. He happens to be Chayav and Oyla, he made a Neder, Harei Elai Oyla. He takes two animals, he says, Harei Zula Chayvasi. So now we have the same issue. Could he now define the Hekdish and say, alright, I'm going to make a Kriya Shem, this particular animal will be the Chatas, and this particular animal will be the Oyla? Or it can't be done, only B'shas Lekicha, and like we explained also B'shas Hafrasha. Of course, if he originally makes one an Oyla and one Achatas, of course that will stay. But if not, then B'shas Lekicha, in other words, if he took money, and he says, this money should be from all my Chiyuvei Karbon, which includes one Oyla and one Achatas, and then he goes and buys the two animals, then it could be mefarish, this one's the oil, this one's the chatas. And if not, so he has to wait till that see his kain, whichever the kain will make for the oil, and do the maisa oil, where it will be the oil. Whatever the kain will make for the chatas, and do the maisa chatas, and it will be the chatas. That's one of the examples that Taisa Shanim says, as where Rav Chista's din would apply to behemoths. But the Karen Ayra in Nazir asks two kashas on this example. First of all, the Gemara there is mavur not that way. The Gemara there is mavur that this whole concept of undefined hektish being chal in an undefined way and subsequently being defined by the Asiyas Kayin or by the Lekichas Ba'alim is dafka when it's one chiyuv. When it's one chiyuv, then it could work. Like by a Zav or a Zava, they have a chiyuv to buy two birds, it's one chiyuv. They have a chiyuv to bring an oil and a chatas as one mitzvah. By a Nazir, by a Mitzvah, by a Iledes, where they have to bring multiple karbanis for one chiyuv. Masha'en Kain, where a person has two separate chiyuvim, he ate chalev, so he's chayev a chatas for that. He was said an edder, a re'elai oila, so he's chayev a oila for that. The Gemara there knows as mavur that it's impossible to make one hektish that should be, that both of his chiyuvim should be included in that one hektish, and it should be undefined which one, and later it should be defined by Yedei Asiyas Kayin which one. It doesn't work that way. It can't work that way. That's just mavur in the Gemara there. So, and the Gemara there is discussing with money. Let's say a person goes and takes money, has two chiyuvim, one oila, one achatas. He ate chaylev, he's chayev achatas, he said, oila, he's chayev an oila. And he takes money, he says, this should be for my chiyuv. The Gemara says he doesn't have an eitza. The only way he could do it is if he gives the entire money to one who's selling the animals. And he says clearly that whichever of the money is the oila, that should be nifta on this oila. And whichever money is the chatas, that should be nifta on this behemah as the chatas. Because what happens is that part of the money has kedushas oila, and part of the money has kedushas chatas, and it's a teruvis. And there's no way to determine. The mashal, if he dies, all the money has to go to the Yam HaMelech because it has a teruvis of chatas in it, and there's no way to determine which is the chatas money, which is the oila money. So the Karen Ayur is bothered. So how could the Taisa Shanim shteltsu this halacha when he happens to be chayev achatas in an oil of behema, two separate chiyuvim to this din of enekin and misparshim, when the Gemara knows his mavur that it does not work. You can't have this concept of the undefined kedusha when it comes to chiyuvim. That's one kasha. A second kasha he asks is, and this Bemison is also a pleiadic kasha, how would you manage by behemoths, and the Taisa Shanim is clearly discussing when he already bought the behemoths, how would you manage by behemoths to have an oila and a chatas, and it shouldn't be defined which is the oila, which is the chatas? An oila is dafka a zachar. A nekeva is pasal for an oila. A chatas is dafka a nekeva. A zachar is pasal for a chatas. So, if both of these animals are scharim, or both of them are nekevas, so one of them simply won't work. It's like you'd be makdish the wrong thing. It wouldn't even have kedushas aguf. It wouldn't have kedushas damim. You'd have to be paidit. And if one's an zachar and one's an akeva, so of course the zachar is the oil and the akeva is the chatas. There wouldn't be any possibility of being mefarish it differently. It wouldn't need a pirish. It would have to be that way. That's the second kasha in Taisa Shanim, two very stark kashas. Now Taisa Shanim says another case by Nazir. A nazir tzar he's talking about, is chayev a chatas and oila and a shlamim. And he's mafish two behemoths. So there also, you'd have the same concept, according to Rav Chista, that the two behemoths would be an undefined hektish. One would be his chatas, one would be his oila, one would be his shlamim. And it would not be defined, you wouldn't know which one is which. So there, the Karen Ayur says, by money, that could be correct. When someone's mafresh, when a nazir would be mafresh in the money for his chiyuv enazirus, which includes three karbanas, the chatas, the oila, and the shlamin, so then it's taka undefined. And there could be a din, and it's mashmanim sugya nazir to such a din, that according to Rav Chista, there's no way now to go and define the money and say part of the money that has Kedushas Chatos, part of the money has Kedushas Ayla, part of the money has Kedushas Shlamim, because it's going to remain undefined until the Lekicha. Only the Lekicha could define it. There's no other way to create that, to establish which one is the Chatos, which is the Ayla, which is the Shlamim. It's all one undefined Kedusha for the Tzarech of his Karbanis. But the Teis Yishanim is discussing when he's Makdish the Behemoth. So again, you have the same problem. The problem is, he has to bring a keves for an oila, a kavsa for a chatas, and an ayil for the shlamim. The oila and the chatas, one's zachar, one's nekeva. The oila and the shlamim, they're both zachar, but one's a keves, which is less than a year old, and one's a ayil, which is 2 years old. So, only specific behemoths, there's no one behemoth that's roi for any of these two karbanis of the Nazir. So how would that be a case of Rav Chisda, where Rav Chisda would say the din that you can't be mefarshit? It's mefarish v'aymid. If you brought the right karbanis, you have a keves and a kavsa and an ayil, so it's obvious which one is which. The emes is that kash is l'char osa shver in the Ritva. The Ritva wrote, Kagain Nazir Shehifrish Stam Shtei Behemoth L'Karbonosav V'Loi Pirish Ezel Oila V'Ezel Asham. So the Ritva threw in a Nazir with an Asham. Now, a Nazir Torah doesn't bring an Asham. A Nazir Torah brings three animals, like we said, a Chatas, a Oila, and a Shlamim. A Nazir Tameh, in order to restart his Naziris, he has to bring three Karbanas, a Chatas, an Oila, and an Asham. But it's the same problem, because the Nazir Tameh, the Chatas and the Ayla are both birds. And the Kinim, Rav Chisda discussed, and the Asham is a behema. So, Avaita, I don't understand, I didn't see this kasha anywhere, but L'chair, it's a similar kasha on the Ritva, that by the case of the Nazir with the Asham, L'chair, it's very obvious which one's the Ayla, which is the Asham. The Ayla is the bird, and the Asham is the behema. L'chair, the only case that you could have of Rav Chisda that applies to behemoths is by a mitzayra, not a mitzayra ani, but a mitzayra asher. A mitzayra asher brings two kvasim and one kavsa. Two kvasim, one's an ayla and one's an asham, and the kavsa for a chatas. So in that case, let's say the mitzayra would designate two kvasim and it would just say hera'elu l'chayvasi, two kvasim scharim. And he wouldn't say which one is the Ayla and which one's the Asham. By a Mitzayra, you can have it. Maybe after Megi and the Ritva, instead of Nazir, he should say Mitzayra. I don't know if I can make such a Aga. But L'chari, that's the only case, and that's what the Karen Ayri says in Nazir, that's the only case where you would have one Chiyuv, and you'd have two Behemais, and you'd have two Behemais, and each Behemah could be used for each carbon. Because any other time you have a chiyuv, like a yeledus l'mashal, yeledus hashiris, just brings a kevis l'ayla and a bird l'chatas, and a zav just brings, zav and a zav just bring two birds, and a mitzayra ani brings two birds and a kevis l'asham, but a mitzayra asher brings two kvasim, one l'asham and one l'ayla. So such a case could be. And if you have any teretz on the Karnayris Kasha from the Gemara Naz and the Teis Yishanim, and you could apply Rav Chisda's din even when there's two chayuvim, so l'chayu you can have a case where if someone's mechayuv both a shlamim and a chatas, or both a shlamim and an oila, because a shlamim could come both zachar and a keva. So if he's mechayuv both a shlamim and a chatas, he could have two sheeps, which he says this is l'chayvasi, and we don't know yet which one will be undefined, which one's a shlamim and which one's a chatas, or he could have two sheeps for a shlamim and ayla, both of them scharim, and we wouldn't know which one's a shlamim and which one's the ayla. But that, we said, was a little bit shver, because the Gemara Naz is mevored up by two chiyuvim, it doesn't pass an undefined hekdesh. And it's also negay the machlokes rishonim by money, by the money of the Nazir, that the Nazir's mafresh money for his karbanis, for his three karbanis that he has, the keves la'ila, the kafsa l'chatas, and the ayil l'shlamim. So there, the question is if the money could be misparish. The emes is the Gemara Naz is mavur, that in that case also, the money is only misparish b'shas l'kicha, But the Me'iri says that Fakert, the Gemara there is Mavur, it's only a Bezunder Halachal Meshi Mesina by Nazir. So by Nazir itself, by the money, it seems that everyone's maskim that that the money's not Nisparish until he buys it. So the Machlaikis would seemingly be only be by Mitzera, by the money for the Mitzera, or even by the Kvasim by Mitzera, the Kevis Laila and the Kevis Lasha. Now, the Gemara goes weiter, brings a case of Metame Mikdash Ani, that let's say somebody is Mechuyiv, a carbon Ani, for being Metame Mikdash, it is a carbon oil of a Yerid, a rich person brings a regular Kavsa Lachatas, a Ani brings two Eifas, one Laila, one Lachatas, and a Dali Dalas brings the Asirus Eifa of Kemach, but he's an Ani, and he was Makdash, a Mois Lakinai, just Mois. So the mice is an undefined hektish of chatas and oila mixed in. The hesher, and now he became rich, so now he's only owes the chatas. Originally he owed a oila and a chatas, but now he became rich, he only owes the chatas. The akachama eil chatas of eil elasa, and then he defined the mice, some for a chatas, some for an oila. So mice of umevi chavasai, midmei elasai. Mice of umevi chavasai, mechatasai, the eim mice of umevi chavasai, midmei elasai. He could use the chatas money, which was for a bird, he could be maisif and use it for a behemoth chatas, but he can't use the ayla money, which is already has kedushas ayla, he can't use it to contribute for his chatas, because it has kedushas ayla. So the Gemara asked the kasha, how could he possibly define the money? It's not shas lakicha, and it's not shas asiya. So the Gemara says, anyway, it can't be the way the Braisa says it, it must be a mishabeshta, because the Braisa says that when he was an Ashir, he defined the money. But when he's an Ashir, he's no longer Mechuyiv and Ayla. Because if he brings a carbon Ayla, he's not Yetzah. So he's an Ashir, his Chiyiv becomes only a Chata. So how could he possibly define some of the money to be an Ayla when he's already an Ashir? He has no longer a Chiyiv Ayla. And he's not Yetzah if he brings an Ayla. So the Gemara says it must be that he didn't say it after he became an usher. It must be that the Braisa is not bediktuk, and it means that he already defined it when he was an ani, when he was mechayiv an ayla. So the Gemara says, if you're going to say that, so just say that he defined it even earlier, when he actually was mafrish the mice, then he defined it and said, part of the money is a chatas, and part of the money is an ayla. I had mentioned earlier that the Shitas HaRambam, the Achreinim are medayik in the Rambam. It's not klar. Some Achreinim say it's not muchrich. But the mashmois of the Rambam is that according to Rav Chista, even when you mafrish mois, there's no way you can make the mois one achatas, one an oila. When you mafrish mois, it will behechrich be for the chayiv in general, and the mois won't have a defined hektish until you actually go and buy the birds and you define the mishas to lakicha. So the Achreinim all bothered. L'chayyid ha-gemar is mefurish here that you could define the money b'shas ha-frasha. It's mamash ha-afin ha-gemar. So the Chavetz Chaim and Likutei Halachos and Krisa says that the Rambam must have not had this girsa. And the Siach Yitzchak answers that the Gemara later says another teretz for L'kavid Rabbi Chaga Amar Rabbi Yeshia, that he holds that a metameh mikdash asher that brings the carbon ani is yaitzah. Bar says a different teretz that he bought, that he actually made the lakicha. That's what it means. In other words, a metame mikdash ani was mafrish mois, and then he became an usher. So if he bought a chatas, so then he could be meisif to that chatas that he bought. And by the way, if he bought an oila, so then that would automatically define that the rest of the money is a chatas. So if he bought an oila, that oila would be a nedava. And the rest of the money will be used as part of his chatas. He could be maisif to that rest of the money. Mashengen, if he bought a chatas, so that chatas can't be used because the chatchila is supposed to use the chatas behema. And the rest of the money, that money already becomes nikves d'mei oila, and he can't use that for a chatas either. He would have to just use that for an oilas nedava, and the chatas goes l'misa, and he'd have to buy with new money the chatas behema. So the Siach Yitzchak says, according to this final teretz, you don't have to say the chiddush that you could be mafrish b'shas hafrasha. According to this final teretz, even if you don't like Reb Chaga, you could also say the same thing. Talking about he actually made a lakicha, and what it means is, if he made the lakicha of a chatas, and the rest of the money is an oil, and he can't use that for his chatas. Mashenkin, if he made a lekicha of a oila, then the rest of the money becomes chatas, and he could use that to buy a chatas behema, even though the original hafrasha was to be a chatas aif. Al Kapana will be a big chiddush in the Rambam Ladaiti to say that even b'shas hafrasha, you can't define the mayas. The chayyah, why not? I could be makdish this as a chatas. What's the pshat that the money that I'm makdish for the cane has to dafka be an undefined hekdish of chatas and oila that could be defined later? The chayyah, when it's an undefined hekdish and that's how I was makdish it, then we have the sugya, how it's misparish, like I explained before. But if I wanted to define the hekdish b'shas hafrasha, why can't I do that? And that's the chayyah, the pashas hasugya, the way the gemara we have, that b'shas hafrasha, avadi you could originally, when you're making the hekdish, make a defined hekdish of chatas or oila. Now let's see the gemara in Amud Beis. The gemara says, gufa, amar ablazar amar b'hoshia, metame mikdash asher v'heven karban ani lo yatsa. There's a din of karban oila v'yayrit. It applies to metame mikdash, someone who comes to the base of mikdash b'tumah. It also applies to shuas se'edus, and the shuas bitoy. Now these are various. There's a carbon chatas. If someone's ovid is a various, he goes to base of mikdash b'tumah, he has to bring a chatas. But here the Torah is mekel, and asher brings a chatas behema, and ani brings two ovids, one a ila, one a chatas, and the dali dalas, even bigger ani, brings an asir seifa of seilas. So the Gemara says that a matame mikdash asher v'heven karban ani layatza. Let's say he's an asher, and he has to bring a behema, and he decides to bring a karban ani, the two birds, one for oila, one for chatas. He's not yatza. But Rav Chaga omer Rav Yishia yatza. Rav Chaga says name Rav Yishia that he is yatza, even though avad al-chatchila is mechuyif to bring a behema, he's not an ani. But if he brings an ani, karban ani, he's yatza, the chiyif karban with the karban ani. So Gemara Sakashi from a Mishnah Nagon, the Mishnah says that a Mitzayra, which also you have a din, that a Mitzayra Asher brings three kvasim, there's two kvasim and one kafsa, he brings a Ayla, a Chatas, and an Asham, and if he's an Ani, so he brings the Ayla and Chatas of birds, and the Asham he brings the Behema. So there it says, let's say if he happens to be an Ani, that he brings a carbon Asher, he does more than he could afford. He is Yaitza. But the Asher Shehevi Karban Ani lo Yaitza. Not like Reb Chaga, that if an Asher brings a Karban Ani, he's not Yaitza. And Reb Chaga says in Matame Mikdash, if an Asher brings a Karban Ani, is Yaitza. So it's a Raya, not like Reb Chaga. So the Gemara says that Mitzari is different. Mitzari, you have a Pasuk. You have a Xeris Akasa that says, Zeis, that's Mamayit, that he has to bring the Karban he has. Aye, Oiba Zeis, how come the Ani that brings the Asher is Yaitza. Tairis says it's a Ribui, it's a Ribui of Tairis. And the Gemara brings the Braisa. Tairis tells you a Ribui that a Mitzera Ani can bring a carbon Asher. And Zeis tells you a Miet that the carbon Asher can't bring the carbon Ani. So the Maskanis of the Gemara is that by Mitzera nobody argues. By Mitzera everyone's masking that Asher is not Yaitza with a carbon Ani. And a Ani is Yaitza with a carbon Asher. And the Machalikis is the Gabe carbon Eil of Yared. By carbon Eil of Yared, the two mandiyamim according to Rabbi Yishia. Blaza says according to Rabbi Yishia that he's not yetz if he brings a carbon ani, and Reb Chaga says that you are yetz if you bring a carbon ani. And the Rambam paskins, like Rabbi Blaza, that you're not yetz, a usher is not yetz if he brings a carbon ani, but he also says that an ani is yetz when he brings a carbon usher. They say that according to Rabbi Blaza, the din by carbon oil of the earth is exactly the same din as by Mitzayah, that an usher is not Yaitza when he brings a carbon Ani, and the Ani is Yaitza when he brings a carbon Asher. The Sefer Achinuch by carbon El V'yayrit says that an Ani that brings a carbon Asher is not Yaitza. Just like an Asher who brings a carbon Ani is not Yaitza, an Ani that brings the carbon Asher is not Yaitza. So a lot of Achreinim, the Mishnah Lamelech, the Eish Das, Rabbi Kivega brings in the Gilyan and the Rambam, a lot of Achreinim amatmi on the Sefer Achinuch. It's not like the Mishnah. The Sefer Chinuch says that a carbon ani, by carbon oil of Yerin, that brings a carbon asher is not Yetza. And the Mishnah Mefurish says that an asher that brings a carbon ani is not Yetza, but an ani that brings a carbon asher is Yetza. So how come the Sefer Chinuch says that an ani that brings a carbon asher is also not Yetza? The Mishnah says Mefurish that if an ani brings the carbon asher, he is yaitza. That's what a lot of achreinim amatmiya on the Sefer Echinuch. The Aruch Lener in Krisa says it's not shver. Because just like according to Rabbi Chaga, there's a difference between mitzayir and carbon elevayarid. By mitzayir, you have a ribuy and a miyat. You have a ribuy of tyrus, you have a miyat of zeis, and the ribuy tells you that a carbon ani that brings a carbon asher is yaitza, and the miyat tells you that a carbon asher that brings a carbon ani is not yaitza. But by carbon elevayarid, you don't have any psukim, not a miyat, not a ribuy. So Rabbi Chaga holds that both ways are yaitza. A carbon asher is yaitza if he brings a carbon ani, and a carbon ani is yaitza if he brings a carbon asher. But Rabbi Lezer could be holds that both ways are not yaitza. Just like he says that a carbon asher shehevi carbon ani lo yaitza, could be fakir also is not yaitza. Because when you have a ribuy and a miyat, so then you say that the ribuy tells you that an ani could bring a carbon asher, and the miyat tells you an asher cannot bring a carbon ani. But you don't have either. So then you go bas esvar. Chaga says if you don't have either a miyat or a ribuy, an asher is yaitza with an ani, and an ani is yaitza with an asher. And Rabbi Lazar holds, according to the Sefer Achinuch, that no one's yaitza with anyone. And the Aruch Lener says it's meduik that way, because the Brisa started off the Tanya Teiras l'Rabbi is mitzayir ani shehevi carbon asher. Now, Tyrus is a ribuy that a mitzayir ani could bring a carbon asher. Yachal afilu asher shehevi carbon ani tamalay mezayis. So it sounds like in Svara, when you don't have a ribuy, no one's yaitza with either one. So the Rambam learned vaystais that machlekes Reb Chaga and Reb Lazer is Reb Chaga says that you don't learn after mitzayir, and memela everyone's yaitza with everything. And Rabbi Lazar holds you do learn after mitzayir, and mitzayir is the same thing as everything else. Mashiach and the Sefer Achinuch hold that according to Rabbi Lazar, you also don't learn after mitzayir. Just Reb Chaga holds that if you don't have a ribuy or a miyat, everyone's yaitza with everyone. Asher's yaitza with ani, ani's yaitza with asher. But Rabbi Lazar holds for keret, if you don't have a ribuy or a miyat, so then no one's yaitza. The asher's not yaitza with the ani, and the ani's not yaitza with the asher. That's the Aruch Lener's teretz. The Svasema says also a chiluk between mitzayra and carbon elevayarid, but he says a svara. He says that lemaisa by mitzayra, the reason why ani is yaitza with a carbon asher is because lemaisa is bringing all the karbanis. He could bring a bird. If he brings a behemah, he's also yaitza kol shken, he brought a bigger carbon. But that's by mitzayra, where both the mitzayra ani and the mitzayra asher bring a ayla, a chatas, and a asha. Just the mitzayra ani brings birds, oil, and chatas, and a keves la'asham, and the mitzayra asher brings kvasim for oil and a chatas and a keves la'asham. But they're getting all the karbanis. Mashengim by the carbon oil of yirin, there an asher brings a behema l'chatas, a keves l'chatas, and an ani brings two karbanis, an oil and the chatas. So there, an ani can't be yitza if he brings a carbon asher, because he's missing a whole carbon, he's missing his oil. Enechanami, the chantas is upgraded. It's upgraded from a bird to a keves, but the oil is missing a ganzen. So that's why it's cholik. By mitzayir, he's bringing all the karbanis. When the ani brings the karban asher, he brings all the karbanis. Because by a mitzayir asher, also he brings an oil. The only cholik in the mitzayir asher, mitzayir ani, is he brings the chantas and oil kvasim. He brings the chantas and oil birds. But by a carbon oil of a yirid, there the ani can't bring the carbon asher because he's missing the oil. He's missing a whole carbon. And mamele, he's not yaitza. That's a svasem, Mrs. Chiddush. So I was thinking, oy bazai, we have to understand what's takeb shat in the Rambam. How is it shaykh that the ani should be yaitza with the carbon asher? He doesn't have his oil. So kapshuta, it's bachal not so shver. You know, even though you could say a svara, but kapshuta, you could also say that the ani doesn't have a chiv oila, which is not being yaitza when he brings the carbon asher. There's one chiv. It's a chiv carbon oila v'yayit. It's a chiv to bring the kapara that you need for this metame mikdash. The kapara has two oifanim. It has an oifan of asher, which is a behema. Has an oifan of ani, which is two birds. So memela, if he brings two birds, then you have to bring a chatas and an oila. If you bring a behema, then you bring a chatas. You don't have to bring an oila. It's not the pshat that ani is missing his chiyav oila. The chiyav oila only comes when you're doing it b'tayrus carbon ani, and you're bringing the chatas and the oila. If he's bringing taka the carbon asher, so he's not mechiyav oila. He's mechiyav in general a carbon oila v'yared, which has two teifais, which has a possibility of bringing it as two birds, so has a possibility of bringing it as a behema. As I came land in Pashtus. But you could say a little bit more that there's a yisayt from the Ar Sameach in Hilchos Maaseh Sheni, and really it's also in the Ibn Ezra al Torah, that he says, what's taket pshat that the Torah was mechayiv when you bring the ani brings his bird for a chatas, he also has to bring an oila. What's taket pshat? The whole carbon is to bring a chatas. The asher and the dali dalas, they just bring one carbon, they just bring a chatas. What's the pshat that the ani that brings the bird, he has to bring also a bird for an oila? So the Ar Sameach says, and like I said, it's also in the Ibn Ezra on the Torah there, that the pshat is that the carbon needs emirim. Because by behema, what happens is by the chatas, is the dudazrikas adam and the mizbech, the basar, the kanim eat, and the chaylov goes the gvaya, has emirim. Mashenke by chatas a'if, ein mizbech el adami, dudazrikas adam and the mizbech, but the entire bird is eaten by the kainim, and the mizbech, there's no dinaktara, you're not makter any part of the chatas a'if. So you're missing emirim, you're missing the chaylov gvaya. So that's why the Torah said that when you're bringing a chatas, a bird, you also have to bring an ayla, so that there should be emirim, there should be a chelek avaya also. And the bird that you bring for an ayla blinds the emirim on the chatas. This is the yisayit from the Meshech Chachmi, that Ar Sameach, and Maaseh Sheni answers a few kashas with this yisayit. So lefi zeh can understand why to say, not like to say for a chinuch, that the Sfasemis learns up to say for a chinuch, that the reason why, by carbon oil of Yerid, if an ani brings a carbon asher, he's not yetsa because he's missing the oila. The oil is not a separate carbon. It's not a separate chi of carbon that he has. That an ani keilu is mechuyev in two carbonas. He's sai mechuyev in a chatas and sai mechuyev in oila. That's not mistabra. Why is he mechuyev in more carbonas than an asher? Then the teretz is if the ani brings taket a chatas aif, that doesn't have emrim, so he has to bring an ayla in order to shtel tzu that there should be emrim on the carbon. Mashayin came when he brings the carbon asher, he brings the kevis, so avada there is emrim, so mainly he's yaitz an emrim by bringing the whole chatas, he's not missing the carbon ayla. That's what you could say according to this yisayit. And now let's see the Mishnah. The Mishnah discusses the vidui that he said on the par. It's actually a similar vidui to what we had earlier on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis. But I didn't say the shir in the blood, so I'll say a little bit the aris, even though that also negate it to the Mishnah over there. Eshtins, the Mishnah says, Ona Hashem. The Mishnah spells Hashem, Hei Shin Mem. And then when we say the over the vidui, in Avodah Yisrael, Kippur, Amusif, also, we say Ona Hashem. Usually, when we say Hashem's name, we always say refer to it as Hashem when we're talking. But when the Mishnah brings it down, usually the Mishnah brings down the Shem Avaya. It's shortened, they write just the hey, but usually the pshat is you have the actual Shem Avaya. And the tefillah also, the siddur brings down the Shem Avaya, the ksiva of Yudke Vavke, and we read it with the kriya of Aleph Dalet, the Shem of Aleph Dalet. That's how we read it. Here, no, it's written Hashem, and we read it also Hashem, which is unusual. And the Rishonim, the Rosh in Perek Shmini and Simon Yates, brings down the reason is because when they said the Shem Hashem Kriyasev Aleph Dal with the Ksiva of Yudke Vavke in normal cases, so then that's how it's written. It's written Yudke Vavke, and we read it Aleph Dal. That's normally how we read the Shem Hashem. Mashayin Kain, the Kohen Gadol, he had to say with the Shem HaMefurish. The Shem HaMefurish was not with the Ksiva of Yudke and then the Kriya of Aleph Dal. He said the Shem HaMefurish, and we're not allowed to say the Shem HaMefurish. So therefore, we just say On Hashem to make a reference to the Shem HaMefurish that he said. Now it's a machlokes Yeshayim, what is the Shem HaMefurish? Rav Haigayin says it's the Shem of Membeis Oisiyos. He says it's the Shem of Membeis Oisiyos. He says we still know what it is. The Mekubalim say that's the Rashi Tevis of the Tefillah of Ana B'Kayach. There are 42 Oisiyos in that Tefillah. The Rashi Tevis of that Tefillah, in the Tefillah of Ana B'Kayach, Adilus Yimin Chetat Tetzurah, that is the Shem of the Membeis Oisiyos, the 42 Rashi Tevis of that. So he said the shame of Membeis Oisiyos. That was the shame of Mefurish that he said. And that's what we refer to when we say Ana Hashem. The Rosh says it's not that way. The Rosh says you learn out shame of Mefurish from Egla Rufa. And Egla Rufa didn't say the shame of Membeis Oisiyos. The Gemara earlier learns out that he had to say the shame of Mefurish You learn that from the parish of Egla Rufa. So the Rosh says what he said was the shame taka of Yudke Vavke, the shame of Ayah. But instead of saying the shame of Ayah with the Kriya of Aleph Dalet, which is a normal way to say the shame of Ayah, it's written Yudke Vavke, and we read it Aleph Dalet. But he said the Ksiva of Yudke Vavke. That's what he said. That's called the shame of Mefurish. And he said that shame of Yudke Vavke is really the most chashiv shame. It's Kailal. And from there, it's netzel. All the different shemes Mekabalim say about the shame Hashem, they all come from the shame of the Yudke Vavke. So that's the most chashiv shame. That's the most mefurish. The shame of Yudke Vavke, kuksivasei, that he read it that way. But that's why it says in the Mishnah, Ana Hashem, it doesn't say Ana Aleph Dalid. And that's why in the tefillah, we don't say, normally when we say Hashem's name, we say Ana Hashem, instead of saying Ana Aleph Dalid, because it said the shame of mefurish. Now the Ritzgeis says that he said it three times. He said altogether, the Gemara said earlier, he said 10 times the shame of Furish. In each vidui, he had 3 viduim, 2 on the par, 1 on the sar. In each vidui, he said the shame 3 times. And he also said, Lashem Chatas, when he did the gairal. And that also was with the shame of Furish, according to Rav Haigai and the shame of Membeis Isis, according to the Rosh, the shame of Havaya Kiksivasai. So the Rishayim discuss, when we say at the end of the piyut, that lefnei Hashem, also he said with the shame of first. So also we should say lefnei Hashem. And some Rishonim say also, you don't say lefnei Aleph Dalet to Torah, you say lefnei Hashem. You say Hashem, Heishin Mem. But lemaisin and minig is not the way. The other Rishonim say that since it's a pasuk, since we're quoting a pasuk, so we quote the pasuk the way we say the pasuk, with the shame of the ksiva of Yudke Vavke, but the kri of Aleph Dalet. When it's the tefil of the Kohen Gadol, then we say it exactly the way the Kohen Gadol said it, but we can't say the shame of first, so we just say Hashem to make a reference to the shame of first. When it's a pasuk, then we say the pasuk the way that we would read the pasuk with the shame of Aleph Dalet, even though the Kohen Gadol said the shame of first all 3 times. Now the Bach says that any time you quote the Kohen Gadol saying the shame Hashem, you should always say Hashem, not Aleph Dalet, because the Kohen Gadol said the shame of Mefurish. But the Taz says no. The Taz says that he only said the shame of Mefurish 10 times. The 3 times that are by each vidui, and the 1 time when he said Lashem Chatas. Any other time that he said the shame Hashem, like in the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol after he came out of the Yom Kippurim, there he taka said the regular shame Hashem with the ksiva of Yudkei, but the kri of Aleph Dalet. So that's how we say it. The only time you say Ana Hashem is when you're saying the vidui, and like we said, the third shame in the vidui, that you do not say the shame of, you don't say Hashem, we taka say the shame of Aleph Dalet because it's a pasuk. The only Ara the Taz says is that when we mention in the Avodah Yom Kippurim that he said Hashem Chatos, so l'chayr there, he taka said the shame of first. It's from the 10 times he said the shame of first. So there, we shouldn't say la'alav dalad chatas. We should say la'hashem chatas. But he said maybe not, because maybe there also was a pasuk, because it comes from the pasuk sha'ala alav gair la'hashem vaso'o chatas. That's la'hashem chatas. So we're saying a pasuk. But he lives at Sarachi in Ladina. L'maisa in the machzayim, it doesn't there say la'hashem la'min hei shin mem chatas. It says and people would read it La Aleph Dalet Chatas, and that's the way people say it. But the Taz is Mesupik Mekir Adin, if you're supposed to say it that way, well, maybe you should say La Hashem Chatas to show that he said the Shem HaMefurish when he said the Shem Chatas. Also, in the Mishnah we have in both places, Ana Hashem Chatasi Avisi Bashati, and Ana Hashem Kaperna. Both places it says Ana Hashem. The Yishalmi says that the second time he said Ana Bashem. The second time he didn't say Ana Hashem, he said Ana Bashem. Ana Bashem and Mefurish. And there's a Machalik Shishayim, what we do Lameisa by the Vidoy. The Rebbeinu Chananel says, it's brought in the Rosh over there, that that since in our Mishnah it says Ana Hashem and Ana Hashem Kaperna, it doesn't say Bashem the second time. So therefore that's what we do like the Mishnah. We don't listen to the Yishalmi because in our Mishnah it says Fakert. But the Rosh says, no, the Yishalmi knew what the Mishnah says better than we know. So Mela, since the Yishalmi says it's Ana Bashem, so we do say it that way. And the Rosh says, the reason why our Mishnah wrote Ana Hashem is because that's the normal way people speak. So the Mishnah wasn't being medayik exactly how the Kohen Gadol said it. The Mishnah says it the way normally you would say the tefillah, Ana Hashem Kapino. But the Kohen Gadol, for whatever reason, he used the Lashon of Ana Bashem. And Lamaisa, when we say the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol, on Avodah Hashem Kippurim, we should say Ana Bashem like the Kohen Gadol actually said. And that's taka how it's printed in all the Machzor.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.